something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4 Bolahon Adeyike Street, off Quarry Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. or Wednesdays 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, 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 thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, this is wonderful. Wonderful. See, it's better for us to take sides with God. What do you think? Take sides with God and not against God. If he says, don't be anxious about anything, then refuse to be anxious about anything. I'm just worried. But the word of God says not to be worried about anything. So to be worried means that you're taking sides against God. I refuse to worry. See, you keep the smile of a victor on your face. I refuse to worry. See, worrying people are never successful. In fact, when they are successful in anything, it is short-lived because the spirit of worry will destroy it. Worry destroys success. People who worry are not successful for long. Did you hear what I just said? Say, I refuse to worry. The Bible says, count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. In other words, when things are hard, it says, count it all joy. Why does God say count it all joy? Because he needs you to function in that way in the kingdom of God to enjoy the benefits of the gospel of Jesus Christ in your life. Count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. He says there are diverse tests, all kinds of tests, trials, tribulations. He says count it all joy. Maintain your joy in those situations. Somebody said, but it's very hard to do so. It is not hard to do so. It is natural for a child of God to be able to do so when you submit your mind to the word. Practicing God's word is natural for a child of God. Come on here. God knows you. And when God tells you to do anything, it means you're perfectly fashioned to be able to do it. Why would God tell you to do something and you say it's hard? It's only someone who's not a child of God that cannot do the word of God. We are called word doers. He says, be ye doers of the word. He didn't call us to obey the word. He said to do the word. We are not trying to obey the word. We do it. We live it out. Because the word of God has taken up residence in our spirits. We are born of the word of God. We are the very offspring of the word. So whatever the word of God tells us to do, we are able to do because it is our life. Say this, the word of God is my life.
The word of God is my life.
I was born of the word.
I was born of the word.
And when I hear the word,
I
receive it with my spirit.
And
I function accordingly.
Because
I have the nature
of the word of God.
I am one with the word. Oh, come on, that's it. That's it. You see, let's take another step forward. You still with me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. My. You need to live the heavenly life. You are in the world, but not of the world. So what do? Live the heavenly life. You're a man or woman of heaven. Change position and get into the now life of joy.
the joy of the Lord. That's the way Jesus lived. Look at the children of Israel. When they went out of Egypt, what happened? They carried their own atmosphere through the wilderness. They carried their own atmosphere through the wilderness for 40 years. The Bible says the heat did not strike them by day, nor the cold by night. In the nighttime, they were canopied by a pillar of fire so that there would be no cold. In a daytime of heat, a pillar of cloud to keep away the heat. It was amazing. They went with their own atmosphere. Do you think that is over? No. When you are born again, you're born into God's glory. You're born into God's spiritual cloud. That's the Holy Ghost. And you start living there. Those who live outside it are the ones who face disappointments, anger, frustration, you know, discomfort. They're agitated. Their hearts are agitated. Their spirits are agitated. Nothing is going on right. And so they get angry with everybody and anybody. But once you come into this alignment with God, your joy overflows. Your satisfaction overflows. And people start wondering, how are you able to take all this? How can you walk through this kind of situation and be on top? How can you be happy in this situation, in this condition? Then you go, the joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 You see, it's not the joy. It's not the joy from human satisfaction. It's not the joy because things are going all right from my work, from my job, from my money. It's not that kind of joy. It is the joy of heaven. Because I'm living the heavenly life right now. No more agitation. That's what Jesus meant when he said, my peace I give to you. No agitation. Say, I'm a man of heaven. I'm a woman of heaven, right? Yeah. Glory to God. Glory. Turn to the book of Romans now. Turn into your Bible. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, a lot of people thought that when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then you come like this. They think you can't laugh when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Because if you laugh, the anointing will go away. Let me tell you, more miracles happen when you are happy. And when you show it that you are happy. If you have not known how to laugh, go and practice it. Watch this now. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life. And then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ and listen. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4, Bolahan Adeyinka Street, off Kweri Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. God bless you.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovevaultradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-83434 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.